What's going on, y'all? It's the Block Report. And I am your host, the magnificent TDK, aka Tafar by XL. And we're reporting to you what's happening on the block. Now, in this particular block of reporting that we'll be doing, we will be speaking about Tesla joining the S&P 500 and Bitcoin going over $20,000 this past week here on Thursday, December 17th. Before we get into what we're going to be talking about, want to remind you that you can reach out to us at theblockreportpodcast@gmail.com if you have any comments or would like to suggest ideas, or if you'd like to, if you have someone that you would like to be have interviewed or appear on the Block Report podcast. Also, you can find the Block Report podcast on social media at the Block on Instagram at the Block Report podcast, and of course we are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all your favorite streaming networks. Please subscribe when you find the podcast on your favorite streaming network. Subscribe, because the more subscribers we have, that'll elevate our level of influence and aggregate our numbers so that the streaming networks will keep the podcast going and also elevate our presence and visibility. So this is all up to you guys out there that are listeners of the Block Report podcast, because I do see that we have some listeners and people are listening. And so it's not as if people aren't listening, and I do definitely see and recognize the audience. Also, like, share, and subscribe any posts from the Block Report podcast on Instagram. And as I said, reach out to us. Well, and that's that as far as in regards to the social media and the plugging. Let's get to what's happening in the financial side of things. I'll start first with and Tesla. This will be this is going to be a beginning part of a series of different articles that I will be, or different parts of Tesla informations that I'll be dealing with Tesla, because this is going to be sort of a brief episode. And as I have a lot of things to do, and I just wanted to get things out because I noticed it's definitely been some time since our last airing of the program. So we'll talk about Tesla right now. So Tesla is about to join the S&P 500. And there's an article here from Barron's that speaks on how to play it with options. So it's an overstatement to assert that bullishly trading options on Tesla is like having a license to print money, but not much of one. The stock has rallied so much this year that anyone with some cash has often effortlessly made money by selling puts or buying calls, or even selling calls that are far above Tesla's ticker stock price. So far this year, the stock has gained 580%, sharply outperforming the S&P 500 index's 14% gain. On Reddit, there's a chat room for people younger than, as the author says, younger than you and me, but the author speaking for themselves. A trader with the handle Osbitel says that he turned $5,000 into almost $500,000 trading Tesla options, according to MarketWatch. Osbitel says that he hopes to make $1 million by year end. The trader's alleged success is sure to strike many investors as preposterous, but the phenomenon of little investors with little wallets making big profits has become such a factor in the option market that it is now regularly monitored by major firms. Each day, for example, Susquehanna Financial Group sends clients a roster of message board trading activity. Tesla is often included, as are options on most any stock that reeks of momentum. The little traders are increasingly viewed by big traders as a force that moves markets. If you believe in Elon Musk and his messianic fervor that he will change the world, you have been richly rewarded, and the more leveraged you are to Tesla's success, the better you did, says Steve Sosnick, Interactive Brokers chief strategist, who is nonetheless wary of the zeal around Tesla. Still, the Tesla trade may enter a turbocharged zone when Tesla joins the S&P 500 on December 21st. That's Monday, December 21st. And the stock's inclusion in the market benchmark means that index funds, exchange traded funds, and investors who track the index must buy Tesla stock. Shares of the electric vehicle maker, actually, Teslas are more like computers on wheels, should benefit from all of this forced buying, which in turn could create constructive conditions for options trading. It is likely that some investors who will soon be forced to buy the stock are among Tesla's legion of haters, those as convinced that the company is bad as fans are that it's creating a greener future with electric cars. This disagreement should provide enough tension for a short-term bullish trade that seeks to take advantage of Tesla's stock joining the index. With Tesla trading around $569, currently this article is a bit dated, but currently Tesla is trading at about $650. And this is after the Tesla split back in the end of August, I believe. For a 5-for-1 split. And so Tesla's now, if pre-split, Tesla's value that would have been valued at over $3,000, at $650, $3,250. So it's basically trading at the same price as Amazon. But it's split now, and the current price is $650, and it has a market cap of over $600 billion, which makes it one of the top five or six valued by as in market cap companies in the world. That was a side note there, just filling you guys in if you didn't already know. With Tesla trading, aggressive investors can sell Tesla's December 540 put options that expire December 18th and buy the December 570 call option with a similar expiration for about $13. Well, $13 is about $13 would be about $1,300, because it's you multiplied by the 100 when you're doing options. If you guys are not investors or traders, this might be some new information for you. But definitely since the pandemic, let me take another side note here. Since the pandemic hit back in February, March, there have been tons of people who have become new investors or new traders trading within the market. And a lot of them have made tons and tons of money. If you are not tuned into this phenomena, especially it's been going on sites like Robinhood and such, they have been one of the bigger names. I'm sure there's other companies that use, but Robinhood was mainly one of the companies used because of their claim of zero commissions on trades and such. So this year, 2020, has been the year of the trader and the retail investor. They have been in big focus, the little guys coming into the market, moving the market with money and stuff. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people that are making money, but there are some people that are making bad choices and decisions in the game, and it is a volatile situation, and you can lose a lot of money. So you must use caution and educate yourself. I can give you, for example, you have certain other brokerage companies that have apps as well, and some of them have other services such as webinars where you can get information and get tooled up and schooled up on some of this information with as far as investing and how to trade options. So do your research, and I'm not gonna give any specific name right now at this time because I don't want to. I've already dropped certain names, but those names have been already out in the media, and I don't want to be out here just saying these names as if I'm promoting a particular entity or company for people to seek to use. But if you do your research and check out some of these other brokerage houses, I'll just give a few. I won't tell you which one has it, so you got to do your research. I'm sure each one has their own set of programs, but there's TD Ameritrade, there's E-Trade, there's Schwab, there's I believe there's one, the same one of these other ones right here, Interactive Brokers. So there's or Interactive Traders, one of those names there. So that's four of them. So you could look those up and see what services that they provide, and if you're interested in getting started that way. Now let's continue with the article. So it says further, it's likely that some investors who will soon be forced to buy the stock are among, right, we said that part already. This disagreement should provide enough tension for, well, let me start it again, and so that we have some continuity and congruity with this information, dissemination of information. It is likely that some investors who will soon be forced to buy the stock are among Tesla's legion of haters. Those as convinced that the company is bad as fans are that it's creating a greener future with electric cars. This disagreement should provide enough tension for a short-term bullish trade that seeks to take advantage of Tesla's stock joining the index. With Tesla trading around, as I told you, it's trading around $6.50, okay? And so, all right, so that part. So let's continue. The risk reversal strategy, selling a put and buying a call with the highest strike price and the same expiration, expresses a willingness to buy the stock on a decline and to participate in rallies. Okay, if Tesla stock is at $600 at expiration, the call is worth $30. Should the stock decline, and any stock that has rallied so far, so fast, is always susceptible because perfection or mob mania is needed to propel future gains. The short put will become an expensive problem. During the past 52 weeks, Tesla stock has ranged from $65.45 to $607.80. All right, so as I said, some of this is dated. But the stock is up over 700% the past year. Without doubt, the trade oozes leverage and wreaks volatility. Only consider it if you can afford to buy Tesla stock at a lower price. What could drive Tesla stock price lower? There is chatter that some institutional traders, and many loathe Tesla, will sell the stock because the index inclusion could be as good as it gets for Tesla for quite some time. The stock was indeed weak on Wednesday when this article was put out, falling about 3%. Of course, many such sound reasons have been cited in the past, and all that has happened is that Tesla stock has destroyed doubters and made Musk one of the world's wealthiest people. So, that's what's going on there with Tesla being included into the S&P 500. So if you're a Tesla bull or Tesla bear, if you're big on Tesla and you want to buy Tesla, if you got it into this Tesla thing, I'm sure you're keeping your eyes and ears open for all that's going on with Tesla joining the S&P 500 and in the market. And if you haven't been paying attention and you haven't been able to get in on the action, I'm sure something else will come along. But even now, even if you haven't been able to get in on the action, I would say keep your eyes and your ears open for opportunities. Because I'm sure the stock may pull back some. That's what they're saying. But I am almost certain that the stock has even more room to grow. For one, Tesla's going to be announcing they have an earnings call that's coming up in January, and also they will be announcing if they've been able to deliver. They also have, they announced that they're stopping production on two vehicles, which were their Los, which were their two, I think it was the Model S and Model X vehicles, that they were stopping production on. And they, but those were the vehicles that had the lowest orders. So they were sending, so that to me would allow them to focus on producing more of the vehicles that were, that they were receiving the biggest orders on. And should they be able to accomplish two things shortly, which is to create a battery that gives longer life for a longer traveling time, and they can produce it at a lower cost, and that way get to the point where they can sell Teslas for around $25,000-$30,000. And two, if they deliver 500,000 vehicles as they've said they would in this fiscal year, then I see Tesla stock heading higher. But that's just my opinion. That's not stock advice, but that's my opinion on those two things. And there's more to Tesla as well. And as always, you can go ahead and research it and look it up. I'm not focused totally on Tesla, but I am focused on bringing you the reports on some of the more exciting and interesting news pieces and information that is out there. That's why we are the Block Report. So now, the other thing that is being talked about, and as I said, I will further update and bring more news because I've been collecting data and information on this Tesla topic, because it's not something you can just talk about one time because there's so much that's going on with Tesla. But due to the fact of time constraints of doing this particular program today, I've tried to condense information and just kind of bring things up to speed a little bit. Also, in addition, Bitcoin surges past $20,000 for the first time ever. So recently, Bitcoin, and this article I'm reading here is from Business Insider. So Business Insider says Bitcoin surges past 20,000 for the first time ever, extending year-to-date return to 185%. So Bitcoin on Wednesday surged past 20,000 for the first time, breaking its record set last month. The token jumped 5% to about 20,550 as of 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, bringing its year-to-date gain to 185%. Bitcoin has notched steady gains this year as more investors warm to its potential as an inflationary hedge. But according to Glenn Goodman, the author of the best-selling book, The Crypto Trader, history has a warning for people buying Bitcoin at its new all-time high. Some of the biggest Bitcoin investors who have recently been singing its praises suggest they already own the token and are hoping to encourage more people to buy and boost its price, said the author, who is a contributing expert on cryptocurrency at the London School of Economics. It suggests Wall Street whales do this to sell their coins to smaller investors at higher prices. Side note, which this article may speak on, as a matter of fact, I had an article because of some of the more, what's going on with Bitcoin is that some of the more institutional and big money people, the big money guys out there in the investment community and investment world have started to dump money into Bitcoin. And not only have they started to dump money, but they've started to come out publicly a bit, talking about how they're investing in Bitcoin and putting money in Bitcoin. Now, when you have the big money guys coming out and doing that, then you have other people, because with other investors who and that will come in and they'll follow their lead. So there's a talk or a book or something called Follow the Smart Money or something like that. So that's what you have a segment of people that they don't have the resources, might not have the resources to have all the research done so that they can know what investments or when to move on certain investments. So what they do is they kind of shadow and they follow the moves of those bigger institutional investment firms and investors, and they follow their moves, and they're called the smart money. those institutional and big investors. So they follow them. And so once they see them making certain moves, they jump into it. So now if you were someone who had some money in Bitcoin from way back before all of this new interest into Bitcoin at this time, you probably have made some money. Bitcoin earlier this year, the beginning part of this year, around February, March, was down to about $4,000 a coin. Now it's over $23,000 to this date. So that's just to give you guys an idea. Now, while the article says that the author says, while I'm optimistic about the long-term prospects for Bitcoin, 4 years ago, we had a very similar situation with Bitcoin breaking new ground. But just 2 weeks later, its price plummeted by more than a third, he said. While noting that history doesn't always repeat itself, he said that the lesson is to be on your guard. And that's true. Be on your guard with Bitcoin, because Bitcoin definitely could drop a certain point, because some people might have gotten Bitcoin at $16,000 or $17,000 a coin, and they started buying up a lot of it. And then when Bitcoin gets to about, I think you're going to see Bitcoin go up to about 25,000, maybe a little bit above 25,000. Or it may, what I see it doing now currently is that it's pushing. It hasn't really gotten there. It's kind of reached a, it's trying to a point of resistance to get above 24,000, because it was up to about 23.5 or 23.7 that I noticed, and every time it gets to about there, it knocks down a little bit. So if it could get to 25,000, I think it'll break out a little bit above 25,000, maybe to about around 26, 27, but then you could see a potential you can see it it could plummet a little bit, because this is all new territory for it. And those people who got in at 16, 17, if it goes above 25,000, it's 27, they made 10,000 on each one, whatever they had. And that would be more than 50% profit that they would have made. So you gotta watch it. So Bitcoin breaking the $20,000 barrier proves three theories supporting its role as an alternative to existing money systems, according to Sergey Nazarov, a co-founder of Chainlink. Another point I'd like to bring up in regards to that is that PayPal is also offering Bitcoin to their clients, so they can buy Bitcoin as well. So that's another reason that brought more and more interest to Bitcoin. Of course, Square, Cash App, you can buy Bitcoin on there as well as stocks. So the more of these financial services that begin offering Bitcoin as something that you could purchase and trade, then this gives it more legitimacy and makes it more of an investable or interesting investment tool or opportunity. Okay, so let me see here. Let's continue with the article. The first theory highlights the continued rise of inflation, which is why PayPal recently added Bitcoin to its functionality. The second is the role of increased institutional adoption of crypto solutions. The third is that the ecosystem of decentralized finance provides greater security for financial products that an investor relies on to combat inflation, the crypto expert said. Bitcoin's record-setting run may have even further to go. We will be visiting the 20 to 22,000 level at least half a dozen times before we break through to the 30,000 range later in 2021, said Alex Mashinsky, the CEO of Celsius Network. Mashinsky said Bitcoin could also retest the 14 to 16,000 levels in a period with low volume or with bad news. That will probably be the last time most of us will have a chance to buy Bitcoin below 20,000 levels ever again, he said. I would say, hey, if I see Bitcoin go to about 14,000 to 16,000, I would start putting more money into it then. If I had some money in it and there, but I wouldn't be buying at these higher ranges here. And So that's just my opinion, but I'm not giving any sort of financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor, so let's just state that clearly. Let's see if we have any other information. I have a couple other articles. Here's one, but it's very brief, from TechCrunch. Let me see if we're going to include this one here, if it has anything differently that it's going to say. There's a couple stuff, so I'll just read it. It's very brief. So TechCrunch reports, after reaching a previous all-time high on November 30th, 2020 and December 1st, 2020, Bitcoin is now trading well above $20,000 and has surpassed its previous peak price. Bitcoin's value has rapidly increased over the past 2 months. According to CoinMarketCap, you could buy one Bitcoin for $11,500 on October 16th. As I'm writing this post, you can buy one Bitcoin for $20,775. It represents a 7.27% increase compared to yesterday's price. It is now priced well over $20,000 on all major exchanges. The last price I've seen as of the time of this recording is over $23,000 for Bitcoin. Okay, guys, so we're going to wrap this one up here on the Block Report. I will be doing more reporting, financial reporting on Bitcoin and Tesla and some parts of the market, especially here in the U.S. We are looking towards a stimulus bill, so I haven't gotten to that yet, but we will talk about that. Also, we will be doing further reporting on the political situation in the U.S. as far as the Congress and such, watching the Senate runoff race in Georgia, as the Democrats hope to take the majority in the Senate and the Republicans seek to maintain their majority. And recently, Mitch McConnell had came out and congratulated Joe Biden for being the president elect, which is basically throwing down the towel for Trump, because since all of Trump's lawsuits failed and the Supreme Court denied their petitions to wipe out the votes or the electoral votes for four other states and to change the election and throw out votes and all this nonsense. So Trump has lost all of his legal action so far. I don't know if he has any other tricks up his sleeve. Also, what has been reported is a major hack into the United States technology systems by Russians. And from what I'm understanding, this type of hack is immense, because that they're able to, not only were they able to get around and see and look at certain information, but it's perceived and believed that no matter what is done, that they've implanted themselves into the information systems of the U.S. to be able to stick around and still and possibly manipulate and steal information. So there's a lot that's going on, and unfortunately, I don't have all the time here to discuss these things. Also, I want to talk about just briefly and quickly mention that that Virginia had passed the Breonna Taylor law, which is to say that they are banning no-knock warrants. However, there is another state out there, Chicago, Illinois, actually, who is supporting no-knock warrants, but they are adjusting them, according to a recent story where there was a video that came out of police officers raiding the wrong house, and the video came out, and now the mayor, Lori Lightfoot of Chicago, has egg on her face, and so does the superintendent chief of police. So there is a lot going on, and we'll get more in depth with those things shortly and soon when we have more time, and that will cause us to probably be on here more frequently because there is so much information. Plus, the vaccine rollout is going on. Moderna has received EUA approval, emergency use approval from the FDA, as well as Pfizer. And there's a drama going on with Pfizer whether or not they have enough or they've sent out enough doses of the vaccine. So anyway, guys, this has been The Block Report. I am your host, the Magnificent TDK, a.k.a. Tafari XL. Please do tune in to the next airing of The Block Report podcast. And remember to subscribe, like, and share wherever you see us on social media and on our stream on those streaming networks. And let people know that you listen to The Block Report podcast, because that's where you get news with a different perspective. That's straight to the chase, straight to the point, no chasers, straight up. So we out of here. Peace.